So again, Rashi said that the reason why you can't, that they goes there against wearing sadan and betzitzis, even though minatori it's docha, but it's, the problem is maybe you can wear the garment at night. So you can wear it at night, it's not going to be docha, so therefore it's a gzera. Okay, fine. Matosus, you'll see the learnings differently. Matosus, Mishum, Kisuslaila. The main time period is the Chaynek, Kadisa, Baba Madlikim. So the Gemara in Baba Madlikim, where it quotes this machlokas, right? It quotes this machlokas, it brings down the Gezerah of Kisuslaila. Okay, an explanation of this. So you see, that must be, even though the Gemara gives a few different explanations as to why there's a Gezerah. But the Gemara in Shabbos just quotes this explanation. So it seems like this is the conclusion. This is the correct, the one which the Gemara really holds by. And then therefore, he says, it seems from here you have to deduce halachas like Rav Shimon, because if it's not like Rav Shimon, this whole bride, this whole gezerah doesn't make any sense. Okay? So since the Gemara is concluding this is the reason, Mishum Ksos Laila, so it must be Ksos Laila's pater, like Rav Shimon, and he's going to bring more proofs that the halachas like Rav Shimon. But Odom, Inim Ba'am Adlikim, Asher Tachasi Ba'alam Ali, Lasu Ksos Suma, Vahindu Kilar Rav Shimon, Dilar Abban, the Rav Shimon, Bukmila Rabbas Ba'alas Chamesh. So additionally, based upon the way, because remember we had the Rabbana and Rav Shimon had a reason was so meant probably Ksos Laila, excluding Ksos Laila, and then Asher Tachas was including Ksos Suma. But that whole thing was according to Rav Shimon. But according to the Rabbana, they used Asher Tachas for something else, for five cornered or whatever. So it says the Gemara in Baal Medlikim also just says Asher Tachas is Ksos Suma. That's also a stomach of the Gemara, which is like Rav Shimon. He's just showing a stomach island, so some Ashatka, Rav Shimon also. Stam Shas is really like Rav Shimon. The old paragraph, Shani Bahachos, Mishlo Yomim Bamai Rava, Parshas Titzit Balaila. Right? Rav Yosef Amar Allah, Kamal Yashmaita. That's good. Makes sense. So you see, that why don't you say Parshas Balaila? Because of that very reason. So it's another Raya. It seems that the Stam of the Shas is going like Rav Shimon. The Stam Bryce and I'm Parakam, this is Valkan Rav Shimon Muki. Rav Yehuda, the Rami tells the president in Shabbos, say, come on, So in other words, what he's trying to do is, again, it's Machlokas Tanan, but he's trying to see from the Amoraim and the way Gemara, certain Gemara is talking in a way that it's conclusive. So, like, it shows that Levi Delchasa. So he says, you have a Gemara, Rav Yehuda used to put on tzitzis on his wife's clothing. So his wife's clothing means that woman he held, it sounds like he holds a woman of Mechuyavet, which implies that it's not like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon, it's going to end up being Zman Grama. He says, no. Look, come on, Perek on the Sukkah. The rebuttal about Al Yosef Kane was his own shita. He didn't hold that. Well, does he mean that he did it as a chumrah, or he meant that just he's a shita yichidi? So it seems like the Gemara thought Rabbi Yehuda was saying it, so it means that's a stam of the Gemara. But it's saying no, it just means that was his own thing, his own shita. He's a shita yichidi. Okay, I think that's the way to learn. It's his own thing. You can't be passing Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, fine. Fine, so he's talking Parshas Tzitzis is only knowing Yom because you don't wear Tzitzis at night. Okay, fine. See, a bunch of things that showed. This is Pshat. It's trying to show that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Okay, fine. The Elmer Rabbi Nutana, here's his problem. Afagav the Ksus Yom Chayva Fil Balai Lo Viksus Lail Patar Fil Bayom. Now, here's a move. So, first of all, he's saying, not like Rashi, not like the Rambam. Namely, saying that if you have daytime clothing, you're chayav to put tzitzis on even if you wear it at night. And the opposite. Nighttime clothing is pater and tzitzis even if you wear it during the day. Okay? So let's call it clothing and pajamas. So clothing is always chayav and tzitzis. I don't care if you wear it night or day. It doesn't matter when you wear it. Pajamas is always pater. It doesn't matter when you wear it. Different from Rashi. It doesn't go by the time itself, but it goes by the type of clothing. Okay? Type of clothing. So what? So he says, Rashi is introducing. Tosafot the Rabbeinu Tam saying, even though that is the case, right? Mikol mako, mikri shapir zman grama. So he's setting up a problem. Problem is, you see the Gemara treats it according to Rav Shimon as zman grama. So if you learn like Rashi, it means that it goes by when you're wearing it. So it means Laila is patar, yom is chayev. So then it's the yom is machayev. But once you're telling me no, it's clothing versus pajamas. So that has nothing to do with the yom. Or is this naman grama? It's not naman grama. It's a certain kind of a garment, which is machayev. And it happens to be, it's a daytime clothing or nighttime clothing, but different kinds of garments. Right? Like one has style, one doesn't have style, or whatever. How's that naman grama? He says, no. He says, still it's considered naman grama. Shehayom goreim lechayev hamalbush. Because the yom causes the malbush to be chayiv. So that's the problem. What do you mean? What do you mean the Yom causes Malbush? Not really. I mean, yeah, I guess the fact that it's a daytime Malbush is what makes it Chayiv, but that's not the Yom being Mechayiv. I mean, it's a certain kind of clothing, a certain kind of a garment. So what does he mean? How's that Zman Grama? I mean, it's not, you never say that Zman Grama. And that's what he's bothered by. But what's his answer? Doesn't it just sounds like he's very early to the problem. Okay, and eventually we want to understand the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosa. That'll be nice, you know. For now, I think we should answer that problem. What does he mean? What does he mean? Why don't you say, no, it's two different kinds of garments. Garment day and garment day. One happens to be daytime, one happens to be nighttime. But that's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama means like the Zman is the Machayev, it would seem. I mean, just because it has the word Yom in it. Okay. So what I want to say is like this is that. The question is, what does Tosus mean? What does it mean in the Tamim? He says, Kesus Yom, Kesus Laila, you know, that it's totally in the Kesus. So, I want to say it like this. If you say that he means, like, the normal way you think of it, like, there's two kinds of clothing. There's, like, pajamas and clothing. And only one kind of clothing is chayev, and one, the other one is not chayev. Right? Then it really resides in the min of the clothing itself. And this min is mechayev, and that min is not mechayev. Then I don't think you can say that's my drama. I mean, it's true the kind of clothing comes is that kind because of daytime, because day exists, I guess, and you wear it during the day usually. But that's not in the mitzvah. That's not goreim the chiyuv. That's just, it's goreim the clothing to be that kind of clothing. But that's just indirect. I mean, the clothing is that kind of clothing. That's it. Now, that kind of clothing is mechayiv. In Levisha, in Tzitzis. So that's, I don't see how you can say that's Zman Grama. Okay, if you're going to say intrinsically it means that there's two classes of garments, and one class is Chayiv, another class is not Chayiv. Okay? So that, I don't think that's what he means. Okay? Because that's, I think that's where he's going. Rather, he means like this. The really Rabbeinu Tam agrees with Rashi, that the Yom is the Mechayiv. Okay? The recent Mishnah teaches you Yom is Mechayiv in Tzitzis. Okay. Yom is Mechayiv in Tzitzis. But, what Tosfos says is not in the normal way that Yom is Mechayiv in Mitzvos. See, normally Yom is Mechayiv in Mitzvos means during the period of time called Yom, you have to do a certain mitzvah. That's not what it means here. And that's why Rashi learned. During the period of Yom, any Levishas, there must be a Levishas al Tzitzis. See, but that's not the way Rabbeinu Tam learns now. Yom, see, since the mitzvah here is a mitzvah to define begadim, so even though Yom is the mechayev, it has to be incorporated into the realm of the begadim. So how is Yom mechayev? Yom is mechayev that its begadim are chayev and tzitzis. Whereas, it's not like big day, like there's pajamas and there's clothing, like the world of clothing has two different classes, and the mitzvah is chal on one of those classes. No. Really, it's a halacha that Yom is the mechayiv of the mitzvah. But the way in which Yom is mechayiv is that it's like a property of Yom, or it's begadim. You know, it's the big day Yom. You know what I mean? But not because the clothing themselves makes two categories, but it's the Yom is mechayiv, it's begadim, and tzitzis. Okay, and the reason why it is that way is because that's so. Since tzitzis is a din in defining begadim, so it has to work itself out in terms of which beged, which is chayiv. But it's not beged yom, which is chayiv, because it's that type of beged which the Torah is interested in. But it's because that is the manner in which yom is the mechayiv. So the machlokas is, and we're going to get, we'll do more. But the machlokas in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam isn't so far apart. Like normally, you look at it, you think of it: is it a pshat that it's a din in the baguette, or is it a pshat that it's din in the yom? Or is it the yom is the mechayev, or no, it's a certain kind of baguette? But he says that if that's the way of learning, you couldn't explain Zman Grama according to Rabbeinu Tam. So he says no. Rather, everyone agrees yom is the mechayev. The only machlokas is how is it mechayev? Is it mechayev in the actual time? The hours of day are mechayiv to qualify your garments which you wear then as tzitzis. Or you say no, it means the yom is mechayiv, like the conceptual entity of yom is mechayiv, that the big day yom have tzitzis. But not, it doesn't mean you have to actually, in the, you wear Begad Laila Yom at night. It's also has to have to just, why? Because the Yom is Mechayev it. Because the, but not the particular hours of Yom, the institution of Yom, which is the Mechayev. So he says, that's Magrawa, because it's the entity of Yom, which is the real Mechayev. The point is, Zman Grama, you can't look at Zman Grama, it means that a mitzvah which takes place during a certain time, okay, or in a specific hour, okay, rather means that the Zman is the Mechayev. Okay, Zman is the Mechayev. So that is the Zman is the Mechayev. Zman is the Mechayev. How is the Mechayev? It's Mechayev that you do it in, that its garments are Chayev and Tzitzis. Here's an opposite example. Okay, you'll see what I mean by opposite. Like I think the Rav had said, I think I heard this name of the Rav. The question is, what about with regard to Kiddush Levana? Okay, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. So it's Kiddush Levana, or is that considered Zman Grama? Because when's the Mechayev? Mechayev is, I guess, like the first of the month, second of the month, whatever, the Kiddush Levana, right? Which is a certain time, right? A certain fixed time. So you could argue that's Zman Grama, right? So I think the Rav said, no, that's not Zman Grama. See, because really, what's the Mechayev? The Mechayev is the Levana. You know, it happens to be that that is at a fixed time, but that's not Zman Grama. Because the Gorim is really the Levana. It's not, that's not Zman. Just because it happens to coincide with Zman doesn't mean it's not Zman. Okay? It's an event. The event is Mechayev. Okay? So what do you see from that? You see that that even though practically that is, you could describe that as Zman Grama, but Zman Grama isn't a practical description, which means that it takes place in a certain Zman. It's a conceptual idea that a Zman is the Mechayev versus the Levana is the Mechayev. You know, so I'd say in the opposite, just like in that instance, you could have something which practically is tied to a time, but conceptually is not Zman Grama. I'd say you could have the opposite. You could have something which is conceptually Zman Grama, which is tied to a Zman, even though practically it's not in a certain time. Like this. Because the Yom is Mechayev, that its garments are have tzitzis. So it's the entity of Yom is the entity of Zman. And that's the Mechayev. That's what Atatos means. Shah Yom Gore Mechayev Malbash. Means that it's really Yom is the Mechayev, for the Yom causes the Malbash Mechayev. Why is the Malbash Mechayev? Because Yom. Because it's a Be'eget Shal Yom. So the Yom is the Mechayev. Yeah, or just to make it a little more palatable, the question is like, why? It sounds a little bit cumbersome. Why would you have this funny thing? You have the Yom Zemachayev, Rashi sounds good, Yom Zemachayev. Make it that during Yom Yechayev to where it sits us, right? Why have this funny formulation? The Yom is Mechayev, that its garments are Chayev. Well, why have that, right? Yeah, but there's something funny about Rashi's why. See, because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah tzitzis is to define a certain beged as a beged shel mitzvah, right? Now, when you define something, does definition relate to a temporary characteristic of a thing, or does definition relate to the underlying nature of a thing? When you're defining something. Or the underlying definition of the thing, right? But you're defining a baguette, for instance, it means it's defined as a baguette shal mitzvah, not a baguette shal chol. Now, it turns out, according to Rashi, something a little funny, that I have a certain garment, right? So let's say I wear it during the daytime, it has to be defined as baguette shal mitzvah. Now I wear it at night time, now it's Beged Shel Chol. And then night day, Beged Shel Mitzvah, Beged Shel Chol. You know, it's going to... I mean, what kind of mitzvah is that? Or is if the, since the whole nature of the mitzvah is to define... It's not to do a maisa. So you do a maisa, I could limit it to a time. Say this time, that time, on and off, on and off, on and off. But if you're saying the mitzvah is to define an entity, so it's funny to say that the mitzvah of defining it is going to turn on and off at a certain time, because the nature of a definition should transcend time. It shouldn't go on and off. It's a permanent thing. So he says, it's funny to set it up in Rashi's way that it's going to be based upon the time of day. So how else? So since, Satos says, I'll tell you how. Because since, you're right, it's to define a beged. But he says, the yom is mechayev in defining yom garments. But you're defining them always. I don't care when you're wearing it. Because since the mitzvah relates to garments and to defining garments, it has to be defining garments in a permanent way. So the way that Yom is going to be Mechayev, if you tell me Rishon was teaching you Yom is Mechayev, the only way it's going to do it, he says, is that it's Mechayev, that its garments are defined. So therefore it's going to have to be It doesn't matter when you wear it. He says, when you wear it doesn't make sense in the context of this mitzvah. Right? So the question is going to be, what does Rashi hold? It sounds crazy. So it sounds like a very convincing point. How could that be? It doesn't make sense. You can say you can turn on, off. Okay, so we're going to look at, to answer, because Rashi, the Rambam also holds like Rashi. So to answer, to see Rashi, maybe let's just deal with the Rambam also. We have to answer them both. So it says at Gimel Zayin, it says, Ksushal Pishanim Atilim Bat Tchelas. Also in a lovable Vajal Chutei Pishanim. So if it's Ksushal Pishanim, you don't wear Tchelas. Lom Nesha Atilim Nitzel Neshan is not because it can't be Dochashan, is it could. Alexerim Debraham. Shema Yitzchasaba Belayla, because maybe you're going to cover yourself at night. Shein is man chiyutzit. This isn't this man. The nimsa over all also say, but shein shamit as I say. Right? You're going to violate the esser of kalayim. It's not going to be the chiyah. Shechova satzit is bayom, v'lo b'layla. Shenema risim oso, v'shasriya. So risim oso means only in the shasriya. It's only in yom, not layla. V'sum achay v'tzit zapi shein roa achay and roa oso. Okay, fine. This is like chas. Mutter l'adam l'ubo shit is b'layla. V'in b'chol b'im v'shamit. Rav pishein is mana. You're allowed to wear tzitzis at night. Okay? As long as you don't make a bracha. So just a question, why would I think you're not?
It's not mutter?
Yeah. So Kenneth Bishop says it must be because it's not, it's teaching us not to consider Baal Tosef, right? But it's funny. It's funny. What's funny is because if you say that at nighttime, it's not tzitzis. If it's not tzitzis, then what are you doing? Yeah. That's one Rambam. Another Rambam onto the reference. So it says Yitzchak Shabbos Yitzchak Rambam. Mutos had the vital sheish pesif so seha malal. Apichin chutin aruchu. So you're allowed to wrap yourself in a garment that has on its edges. I'm not sure malal. So some sort of like loose string hanging down. Okay, fringes, something like that. Even though they're long, even though they're not, they don't beautify it. If they beautified it, then it would be part. Then it's part of the beggar. But if you just have like a tag or some random piece of string hanging down, it's like you don't care whether it's there or not. You don't care. So it's not considered hotza'ah. You're talking about hotza'ah. Okay? It's not considered hotza'ah because it's batel. You don't even care about it. It's like it's non-existent. You know, you have an extra string sticking out. You don't care. You don't want the string there. It doesn't make a difference to you whether it's there or not. So he says, let's say you have tzitzis, which on mamish tzitzis, but it's lo kelchus, that's pasal, tzitzis psula. So then he says you have a problem because you can't argue I don't care that they're there because I want them there. Why do I want them there? So I'll fix them after Shabbos. So basically, right now they're not buckled to the baghead. So right now I'm carrying them around in order so that after Shabbos I'll be able to fix them. So he says that's gonna be otzah, right? And let's say it's. He says, "Ah, well, tell us if it's kelchusa." But if it's kelchusa, mutter lotzis ba bemiyom bemalayla. That you could do, night or day, and even night. Sheena tells like more masli. Elaru minoy habegin with tachsisav koyim rokiyotzva. He says because tzitzis isn't a burden. It's part of the noy habegin. It's like the beautification of the begin that tzitzis. Okay, because that's a kiyum in the begin. Halachically, that's beautification. He says, because what are you going to tell me? Let's say you want to say it's only mutter during the daytime because it's mitzvah tzitzis. But mitzvah tzitzis isn't docha Shabbos. So you can't say, let's say you'd say it's a burden. It's otzah, but a mitzvah tzitzis. That doesn't make sense because mitzvah tzitzis is only an asay. It can't be docha Shabbos. So how could you even do it where Shabbos is all together on Shabbos? So he says, I'll tell you what you have to say. Because it's noya beged, it's like it's beautifying the beged. It's a part of the beged. So he says, so nighttime also it's part of the beged, right? But my question is, well, why is that? And nighttime is not part of that. Nighttime is no mitzvah tzitzis, right? So to me, it's not. How is it noya beged at night? It's not mitzvah tzitzis. It's not. There's nothing. It should be nothing at night. Okay. I mean, nothing at night. If it, like, right? I mean, that's what he's saying, at night and day. And if it is something at night, then it should be docha. Why is it that you don't say it's docha this or klayim at night? Right. It's part, right? Or, I mean, afterward, I mean, all these are major problems, but there's something which is emerging here. Okay, so let's try and explain the Rambams. explain Rashi, and let's try to bring out the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. You know what I mean? And after we do that, let's try to finish up the Tosfos. Finish the Tosfos is that question they ask on Rav Shimon, you know, about the... So you'll see further than Tosfos, like, Tosfos Miuchad Liyom Balayla, yeah. Like, that seems to be a question on it for some reason. So what's the question? What's that Talayin? What I want to do is, it would seem he's going to say that Tosfos Miuchad Liyom Balayla the other way, whichever way they are. It seems they argue about that case. But the question is, what's
sure,
yeah, right. So what's the machlokas? Whether it's Miuchad Liyom Balayla is Chayav.
Right.
Let's define that. Okay, so we have a few things for us tomorrow.